Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for one of my favourite air fryer recipes, and that's air fryer banana bread. I just love it, and I'm always watching the fruit bowl thinking, kids, stay off them bananas. I want those bananas for some banana bread. Oh, come on, bananas. Brown, brown, brown. I want banana bread. And like any household, we kind of go from having 20 bananas because nobody suddenly wants them to having zero bananas because everybody had a banana that day. You know, and you never know how many bananas to buy. And it's a great use of your bananas if you've got some spare. And listen up, this recipe, even though I'm showing you how to make it as like a banana cake that you can slice up for banana bread, what you can also do with this is pour the mixture into silicone cups like you would if you were doing muffins. And then if you just cook them separately in silicone muffins, they do actually go just like banana muffins. And the texture on them goes a little bit different to when you just put them in the cake pan together. So if you fancy some banana muffins, you can reuse this recipe for those as well. So what you need is 190 grams of self-raising flour, 90 grams of unsalted butter, 112 grams of brown sugar, 80 grams of Greek yogurt, 4 large on the way out bananas, 1 large egg. And then we made chocolate banana bread, so we added a bag, one of the medium-sized bags of Cadbury's mini eggs. And we also added a teaspoon each of vanilla, ground ginger and mixed spice. And of course, if you head over to RecipeThis.com, we've got the imperial measurements on there as well. And we used a Philips air fryer and an air fryer baking pan. And these air fry baking pans, basically, it's just silicone and they're round, so they fit perfectly to the size of your air fryer. So then load the mini eggs into the blender, whichever blender you're using, and mix until it's like chocolate crumbs. So we did this in our Thermomix. So we did speed 6 for 30 seconds and then we put them to one side. And then we did the butter, brown sugar, mixed spice, ginger, and mixed it into the blender for 3 minutes at speed 3.5. Then we added the Greek yogurt, egg, and vanilla, and we carried on blending on speed 3.5 for another 2 minutes. Then we peeled the bananas and loaded them in, and then we did an extra minute on speed 6 to give it a really good mix round. And then we added the self-raising flour and mix for another minute at speed 2. Then we scraped down the edges to get rid of the bits that had got stuck with a silicone spatula, and then loaded into the silicone baking pan, stirred in the chocolate bits, and then placed into the air fryer basket. We then air fried the banana bread for 20 minutes at 160 Celsius, 320 Fahrenheit, followed by a further 5 minutes at 150 Celsius, 300 Fahrenheit. And then we allowed our banana bread to cool, and then we sliced it into medium bread slices and served it warm with some butter. And this is, of course, one of George's favourite recipes as well. So you can never get enough of banana bread when I've made some. I think Sophia's just offended by the fact that bananas have been cooked, so she never really eats it. She's quite picky at the moment, thanks to some kids in school that are a bit picky on the food. But me and George absolutely love this banana bread, and it's just perfect for using up your leftover bananas and having a clear out. And you can do it with or without the chocolate. Thanks so much for listening, and I just love talking about all my favourite air fryer recipes with you so that you can recreate them at home. And if you've not heard, it's getting closer and closer and closer to the release date of our air fryer cookbook, and to celebrate this, we are now running a giveaway. And this is for anybody can enter this giveaway that has pre-ordered our air fryer cookbook. And it's the opportunity to win our complete air fryer accessories and accessories we use in the air fryer the most, which is valued at over £150 worth of air fryer accessories. As well as this, you'll get, without having to enter the giveaway, this is yours for free just for pre-ordering. And that's our time and temps chart, which covers all the main air fryer recipes that we do the most, that we don't need to consult a cookbook all the time to do them, and we just want that time and temp list on our fridge for easy access, such as wanting to know the time and temp for cooking some chicken breasts, or maybe you want to cook some frozen French fries in the air fryer. We've got all this covered for you in here. So if you head over to recipethis.com, search giveaway, you'll find out all the details about getting your time and temp chart, pre-ordering if you haven't done so already, as well as entering the competition for the chance to win our massive air fryer accessories bundle. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to share even more air fryer recipes with you.